Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Trump has a jury now. Don't get me wrong, the case is still ridiculous, but they've got 12 after they had to dismiss two yesterday. One because she was outed. They're supposed to be anonymous, but you have so much press coverage, eventually things do leak. And she was like, oh, yeah, they know who I am. Hey, judge, they know who I am. I can't do this anymore. Sorry, gotta go. Bye-bye. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. The podcast is there at WIBC.com. You should check it out for yourself. Just look for a Tony Katz under shows and you'll find everything that's going on. So now they've got, oh yeah, so that was one juror, and then the other juror lied to get onto the jury. Lied. That's never good or smart. That is not good nor smart. And then they got that taken care of, and now they find seven other jurors, but they don't have any alternates yet. And you are going to need some alternates. We can all agree with this. You are going to need some alternates because a lot of people, after a while, are going to be like, yeah, I can't be on this jury. This is all crazy town. I can't be a part of this. This is nutty. Cuckoo nutty. So we're nowhere near done. Nowhere near done with finding this jury. And then we're going to see how insane this trial is. If you want insane, it's over there at Bloomberg.com. U.S. nuclear missile sub delayed up to 16 months. This is the Columbia-class submarines. This is a priority for the U.S. Navy. General Dynamics, the contractor for this submarine class. And they've got issues with the bow. They've got issues with power generators. It cannot be said enough that no military can survive or be strong, I should say, without a Navy. It cannot happen. If you want to be able to engage in strength, a show of strength, a real ability to set your nation amongst to be above in a sea of equals, if you will, you need a Navy. The Spanish teach us this, and the Spanish Armada, the British teach us this. History shows this, and it shows why China is so desperate to build out its navy. We are under ships in an insane amount, and we are really having a problem with building. This is a money issue. This is a technical know-how issue. This is a willpower issue. This is a we concern ourselves with other things issue, whatever it is we want to describe it as. The issue must get solved. We don't have the destroyers. We don't have the aircraft carriers. We don't have the subs. And by the way, we're still bigger than everybody else. But that's not the way we should be thinking about our military. It's not about being bigger than everybody else. It's about being where we need to be to handle the threats. Unless, of course, you want Taiwan taken by China and you don't think that that is a threat to our future. If you want China or the Houthi rebels to be able to have control of whether it's the Yellow Sea or the Red Sea. If you don't think that's a threat, take a look at shipping already and what things are costing because of the Houthi rebels out of Yemen, sponsored by Iran, really controlling the seas, the Red Sea, and therefore those shipping channels. This is a real problem. And so we're going to keep bringing it up and keep sharing it. Because this has to get fixed. And adults in the room have to start making real demands. And a real push to getting this done. And yes, that might mean some social programs have to go. You mean all this money and it's not enough? You got to get the ships. That's just the way it is. And the social programs, well, you're going to have to get private charity for that. Tony Katz, 93, WIBC, good morning. Netflix added 9 million customers in the first quarter of 2024. 9 million! Because they stopped the account sharing. You can no longer just share your Netflix account. People have to pay up. So they paid up. 9 million. That's impressive numbers to get people to pay to have a whole bunch of content they're never going to watch. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Great to be here. Great to be with you. There was a vote in the House of Representatives to condemn Iran's attack on Israel. 350 missiles and drones. And some people wanted to say, well, it was just retaliation for Israel hitting an embassy. Israel never hit an embassy. Israel did kill two members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, part of their Quds force, who were collaborating with Hezbollah, a terrorist organization, on attacks. That happened. Iran responded by trying to kill every Israeli they could. Oh, but Tony, Israel was so successful in knocking down all their missiles. And that means we should be okay with it. It's no big deal that Iran did this. Their first ever large-scale attack on another nation in an effort to kill civilians. You just sit back and you're like, yeah, it's okay. It's not okay. So there was a vote condemning the attack. 14 people voted against condemnation. The squad. Pramila Jayapal, Representative Ocasio-Cortez, Hank Johnson, the same guy who feared that Guam would capsize, Cori Bush, Barbara Lee, Summer Lee, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, all the regular hateful, awful, really Jew-hating people, and Thomas Massie, Republican from Kentucky. Kills me. It kills me that he does this, but there's a real issue with Thomas Massie, and I don't know what it is, but Thomas Massey's got a problem. He's got an Israel problem. I'm now clear with saying he's got a Jew problem. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry to see it. But there comes a moment where you look at somebody and say, yeah, you're ridiculous. Congressman Massie, you're ridiculous. You don't have to be in favor of providing Israel any funding. You don't think it's wrong? You don't think that a condemnation is acceptable? What, is this a free speech violation? Methink thou doth protest too much. Of course Iran's wrong. All rational people can do this. They can engage this way. Not you? You have some kind of secret knowledge here? They decided to try and kill every civilian they could. You're supposed to stand up and say, yeah, you shouldn't do that. But when it's Israel, somehow, well, you know, maybe if they weren't so uppity. Gross. You want to put yourself in league with Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib, you knock yourself out. But holy damn, are you a disappointment. An outrageous disappointment. Not as disappointing, of course, as those college presidents who have yet to figure out that the reason their students act like lunatics is because they don't tell the student, you know, you're a lunatic, get out of here. the protests taking place at Columbia University. Well, first, they are elucidating. Because it is clear that it's beyond just the ever popular, we don't like Israel. So this is what they're chanting, which is not about, hey, we need to put an end to this conflict. This is about, we're really cool with dead Jews and Israel gone and America being next. We're fine with it. We're good with it. As a matter of fact, we're excited about it. And college presidents don't know how to say, this isn't how we act. And you're not worthy of having a degree from our university. That's the part that boggles the mind. You see this at Columbia. Why in the world would anybody from Columbia want these people to have a degree from their university? It's one thing to disagree with a policy. I've got policies I disagree with. It's another thing to say a nation shouldn't exist. You want that person having a degree from your university? I think that's weird. Well, Tony, you're trying to silence these people. I am told that Twitter, back in the day, was allowed to silence anybody they wanted to if they thought it was engaging in harmful speech. It's their platform. They can do what they want. It's their university. They can do what they want. The question is, why do you want these people? This is the question for Pam Whitten over at IU. Why the hell would you want these people in your university? You think that these students are actually being taught well? You've got an administration that is totally fine with bigotry. You've got speeches canceled at Hillel, Jewish Center, credible threats of violence. You really want people who are engaged in that on your college campus, on your campus, teaching at your university? You realize that tenure is a serious problem at that moment. Why would you want them? Why would you want those students? Those students are terrible. They don't have a different opinion than I do. They would be in favor of violence to stop somebody from speaking. That's nuts. I don't want that person at my university. Disagree with me, hold a protest, go right ahead. Call for somebody's death. Chase after Riley Gaines and try to hurt her. Force Ben Shapiro to have security. Prevent Jordan Peterson from speaking. I don't want those people having a degree with my name on it. They're not worth it. They're not good enough. And I have yet to figure out why it is that these universities allow it, unless, of course, this is what they want. That, of course, is the answer. I hear you loud and clear. This is what they think is good and decent. By the way, we should note at this thing right here that I was playing. The guy shooting the video has somebody in front of him trying to block him from shooting the video. And that guy, tall black man in this case, is wearing a mask. And then you realize everybody else who is protesting is wearing a mask. They're outdoors in April of 2024 and they're wearing masks. So you know that they're not okay in the head. I mean, you're wearing a mask outdoors in 2024. I don't know what to tell you. But they had erected this whole tent city at Columbia University. The president of the university, after being just ripped apart by this congressional committee, called in the police to have it removed. Oh, over 100 people got arrested. They had to be dragged away. What, you don't know how to be proactive to stop these things before they start? How to talk to these students before it starts and be more selective in getting the students? Only because of the congressional hearing, the eyes were on you and you decided you had to act? Send your kid to Columbia. Holy cow. Oh, and this will lead us into the conversation of anybody, you could argue Jewish, but I think it's a larger thing than that, who is not armed and trained is out of their minds. Out of their minds. But I'll discuss that in depth at noon.
South, it is northbound as 75 just south of County Road 600 South. Traffic sponsored by B Window for a limited time. With B Window, get 50% off all products and 20 months no interest or payments, plus qualifying completed projects earning $500 gift card at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. Details at bwindow.com. I'm Matt Bear with traffic on the fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
We've got 49 degrees in the American Standard Cooling Weather Center. The time is 8:36.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz. 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures down 35. NASDAQ futures down 26. This could be an interesting day from the markets, depending on how they look at Israel hitting Iran in these limited strikes, as it's being described, at these military facilities, including the possibility of a nuclear facility. You had Jennifer Griffin over there at Fox News discussing this last night.
The Pentagon is not officially commenting on any of the reports of explosions that have taken place inside Iran as well as in Syria and Iraq tonight. But a well-placed U.S. military source confirms to me that what appears to be Israeli strikes inside Iran have taken place, but I am told that they are, quote, limited in nature. So what we have heard so far from Iranian press is that there were three explosions in the Isfahan area, which, as Trey has explained, that is the location of the Natanz nuclear facility.
Trey being Trey Yingst over there at Fox News, who reports from the area and does some very, very good work in getting the stories back. There's a real conversation of, will there be more from Israel? Was this it? Iran is acting like nothing happened. And they're now saying that, look, we're not the problem. We're not trying to cause a problem.
Our objective was to warn, as to send a clear message to be received by the government of Israel and to let it know that we do have the means to respond. I will repeat again. We never seek the expansion of chaos and warfare and tensions in the region.
That's their foreign minister through an interpreter, who lies like a mofo, I believe is the expression. I believe that's what the kids say. That's how the kids would put that right there. So all of this can have an effect on the markets, all of it. And there is a list of recalls. Holy cow. There's the basil at Trader Joe's. That's a big one right now. Salmonella concerns. So in a dozen different states, Indiana being one of them, sold between February 1st and April 6th. Infinite Herbs, their brand of organic basil, 2.5 ounce clamshell style container, has caused 12 illnesses, one hospitalization. So if you've got that, you want to be keep an eye out for it. You want to check your refrigerator. But there have been a ton of recalls lately. An absolute ton of them. And one wonders whether that it's like, are we getting worse at, you know, making sure that food is safe and other things are safe? I don't have a good answer for that. I mean, Trader Joe's had their cashews recalled as well. Again, salmonella issues. I think being able to catch the issues is extremely important. Certainly you want to have less issues, but being able to catch them is important. I have no idea if there are issues and things don't get reported, etc. But we've noticed that we've talked about recalls a little bit more over the past couple of years. I try and bring these stories to you when I find them because, well, it can keep you from getting sick and keep you from worse. So I want to make sure I share it. But this basil one is a big one. If you get your basil from Trader Joe's, throw away the basil. It's probably the thing to do with the basil is probably to toss said basil. You can get other basil. Better, not make you sick kind of basil. Tony Katz, that's me, by the way, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Traffic on the fives. Matt Bear, what's happening?
We are stopped, leaving the north split on northbound 65. It's because of a crash. It's right there at Central Avenue or where Meridian Penn used to be. The left lane is blocked, jamming up traffic into the north split and jamming us on westbound 70 after rural into the north split. Rubbernecking coming southbound at 65, so we're stop and go. West Street to Meridian Penn and northbound 65, 70 all gobbed up for Michigan Street into the north split because of the mentioned crash. Traffic sponsored by B Window for a limited time with B Window. Get 50% off all products in 20 months, no interest or payments. Plus, qualifying completed projects earn a $500 gift card at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. Details at bwindow.com. I'm Matt Bear with Traffic on the Fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
Wait, why is Sullivan Hardware and Garden giving me a $500 gift card?
I don't know. Qualifying completed projects earn a $500 gift card at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. This is with B Window.
What makes a qualified project?
Tony, I'm reading the damn ad. I don't know, buddy.
I think Pat Sullivan needs to call in and explain himself.
Okay, that would be great. For a limited time with B Window, get 50% off all products in 20
months.
Oh,
with B Window.
Yes, that's what I said.
With B Window. So it's B Window working with Sullivan Hardware. Now I got it.
No interest or payments.
Ah, now I understand.
Details at bwindow.com. It says right here.
This isn't nothing to do with Sullivan Hardware Garden. This is just B Window being like super generous.
Yeah, the qualifying completed projects on a $500 gift card at Sullivan Hardware and Garden,
which is a great, great gig. That is a great deal, I should say. Not a gig, it's a great deal. Okay, now I get it. So it's B Window saying, hey, we really appreciate your business. It's not Pat Sullivan saying, hey, I really appreciate you shopping here.
I mean, it could be there. I'm just saying what's in the ad. That's all.
The point I'm trying to make is that in this conversation, Pat Sullivan of Sullivan Hardware and Garden is the bad guy.
I mean, my head didn't go there, but if you say so, I mean, you know.
Well, I think it's just science at this stage.
He's always been kind to me, Tony.
Right? I mean, he's not as bad as Denny Smith.
No.
That guy is terrible.
Mercy.
But Pat Sullivan, feh.
He's not a mensch.
But B Window is offering the deal, and you can get some good stuff at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. So you should do that. You should do that, and that way Matt stays in business.
Woo!
Honestly, what's more important than that?
No, I got to get paid, man, you know.
And then download the Supporting Sobriety podcast. It's a difficult name, but it's a much more difficult subject. And Matt Bear and Ryan Hedrick handle it very well. Supporting Sobriety, the podcast is there. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll hear Matt Bear and you'll hear Ryan Hedrick. You'll hear the stories. You'll hear where you might have some things in common. Supporting Sobriety, get the podcast right now. Download it wherever you get your podcast, the Supporting Sobriety podcast. Right now, we've got 49 degrees in the American Standard Cooling Weather Center. The time is 8:48. I'm sorry. Is this Chickens doing In the Mood by Benny Goodman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Two things to note. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. In junior high school, I played a baritone saxophone to this song and have not thought about it since. Robert Slonim, music director, very nice man, and we did this song. I remember that extremely well. Number two, it's clear that producer Carl has lost his mind. I don't know why anybody picks that song. I have no idea. I have no idea what's happening
there. It's Friday. Good mood.
So So chickens doing Benny Goodman.
Absolutely.
Okay. In the mood is good. Now, if you can get a little Irving Berlin done by chickens, have you ever heard Rhapsody in Blue?
Yes, sir.
Ah. So most people, if you can find Rhapsody in Blue done by chickens, I said Irving Berlin, it's George Gershwin. I apologize. Rhapsody in Blue is Gershwin. It's so fantastic. With a clarinet. Come on, it's like quasi-klezmer at that moment. So people know this as the theme for United Airlines, like back in the day. But Rhapsody in Blue is beautiful. Find that with chickens. So good. It's so good. That's actually kind of like a film version of it. It's worth the listen. It'll put you in a good mood. Like that classical will always do it to you. Classical, that's what makes it so great, is it's this I think it really does do a better job of touching the soul. Right? That it reaches in a very, very different way. You know, it's like Wagner and Ride, was it Ride of the Valkyries?
Flight of the Valkyries.
Right, is it Flight of the Valkyries or Ride of the Valkyries?
Flight, I believe.
It's Flight?
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. I mean, how are you not ready to take battle after that? How are you not ready to just, like, make things happen after that? And just, I think it moves. And then, of course, you know, you've got Amadeus, which is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I mean, that's just special stuff. It'll start any second. And come on, let's go. Let's get this thing going. Let's get us. All right, here it is. Here it's coming. All right, it's getting started. Right? Like that. That's music. Hold on, wait, that's Falco. It still counts. Everybody's dancing. It's pretty good. Fair has traffic. What's up, Matt?
All right, we're looking at northbound 65 coming out of the north split, and the left lane is blocked at Meridian Penn. That is jamming us up back to westbound 72 Rural Street. There's also a secondary crash in this delay. It's westbound 70 before the north is split, and it's in the median. So two crashes if you're making your way downtown here this morning. Northbound 65, 70 jammed up from Michigan Street because of that crash. Traffic sponsored by B Window for a limited time with B Window. Get 50% off all products and 20 months, no interest or payments. Plus, qualifying completed projects earn a $500 gift card at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. Details at bwindow.com. I'm Matt Bear on the 5 of the WIBC Channel.